50. Glory be to thee, O my God. Thou hearest thine ardent lovers lamenting in their separation from thee, and such as have recognized thee wailing because of their remoteness from thy presence. Open thou outwardly to their faces, O my Lord, the gates of thy grace, that they may enter them by thy leave and in conformity with thy will, and may stand before the throne of thy majesty and catch the accents of thy voice and be illumined with the splendors of the light of thy face. Potent art thou to do what pleaseth thee. None can withstand the power of thy sovereign might. From everlasting thou wert alone, with none to equal thee, and wilt unto everlasting remain far above all thought and every description of thee. Have mercy then upon thy servants by thy grace and bounty, and suffer them not to be kept back from the shores of the ocean of thy nearness. If thou abandonest them, who is there to befriend them? And if thou puttest them far from thee, who is he that can favour them? They have none other Lord beside thee, none to adore except thyself. Deal thou generously with them by thy bountiful grace. Thou in truth art the ever-forgiving, the most compassionate.